Walang hamon na aatrasan. Walang problemang palalampasin. Magtanong, makinig, matuto. Itanong kay Engineer.
Good afternoon to all the listeners of Itanong kay Engineer. Nagbabalik po sa Himpapawid si Classmate Edge at si...
Ito po si Classmate Leia.
Welcome back. It's one week na naman, isang linggo na naman nakalipas at medyo umuulan ngayon.
Oo nga, muntik na akong hindi makaalis sa building namin.
Pero this morning, no, ang init-init din. Parang nawala yung September. Parang September heat. September hot. Yung nangyayari.
May bagyo ba ngayon?
Parang wala naman akong nababalitaan. In fact, wala akong kasi tuwing morning when I activate my drive to school, I just say, okay Google, good morning. Tapos bibigyan niya ako ng weather updates. Parang wala namang sinabing cyclone warning today. Pero talagang ang init talaga this morning. Tapos ngayon wala na. Ang lakas na naman ulan.
Patigil-tigil siya.
Lasan ka nung nung umulan?
So, building nga namin. As I see,
okay,
building.
Hindi ka pa nakakaalis, hindi ka naman inabutan.
Hindi pa.
Okay, ako naman kasi, nasa loob ng building namin, hindi ako makalabas kasi ang lakas ng ulan. I can't get to the car. Tapos, ang lakas kasi ng ulan. So, I had to wait a little bit, no? Yung sabi mo nga, patigil-tigil siya. Nakalabas ka naman ng on time. Nakaabot naman tayo dito sa ating radio program. Kasi yung traffic din, no? On the way coming over here kasi dyan ako sa Agham Road. It took me 20 minutes to get here. Pero naunahan pa rin kita.
Maaga ka.
Yeah, kasi yun nga, iniisip ko nga umulan eh. Tapos mag-build up ng traffic. May, ano rin kasi, may mga vehicles on the, na nakastall sa kalye because, tawag ito, construction sa Agham Road, sa North Avenue.
Tsaka pag umulan, di ba, talagang bumabagal yung mga takbo.
True,
kasi
true, true.
Delikado din, yes. Madulas ang daan.
Mm-hmm. So hindi mo kung humarurot papunta dito sa ating programa. Kamusta naman ang isang linggo natin na pahinga from each other.
Actually, hindi ko na nga maalala. Parang ang bilis ng panahon, no?
Do you have midterms na?
Magpapa-exam pa lang ako.
Magpapa-exam ko na. Kasi malito kayong mga guest natin ngayon. May exam daw mamaya pagkatapos ng program natin. So,
ang pinili natin. Ano nila to? Break. Reviewing.
Rest, relaxation yes. Muna to. Hindi naman yata sila kinakabahan at all. Like, they're very comfortable on air. I was looking tumitingin ako around like parang silent lang sila parang hindi totoo no.
Oh and puno ang booth natin. Marami tayong kasama ngayong hapon.
Yes. So jam packed po ang ating buong hapon ng programa ngayon sa ating matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Ang ating pag-uusapan ay
Bio-C-Dots.
Okay, hindi ko alam kung paano sabihin kasi
tama
ito, no.
Bio-C-Dots
to supercharge farming via hydroponics.
Oh, yun. This October kasi, ipi-feature natin ang mga faculty, research, and mga students din ng Department of Mining, Metallurgical, and Materials Engineering.
Alright, so this month of October, except for the first one, we talked about high school engineering, no? Engineering the high school level.
Okay pa rin kasi we have 5 Mondays this October, di ba? Mm-hmm.
So bawi na konti. Yes.
Baka kasabihin ng DMMEE, lugi sila, ang dami na na-assign sa kanilang Mondays. Eh.
All right.
So last week, di ba nakasama natin mga colleagues mo
sa from the high school
Philippine
level.
Science High School.
Correct. So ngayon, bata na naman kukusapin natin, pero a little younger now because they're students right now from the DMMEE.
Kasama ang kanilang teacher, advisor.
Anong pag-usapan natin, no? Supercharged farming via hydroponics. So kung gusto niyo magtanong tungkol sa supercharged farming,
Bio-C-Dots
to supercharged farming via hydroponics, pwede kayong tumawag sa aming numerong 503-8288 o mag-text o tumawag sa 0927-220-8332. Kakalaruhin ko lang ulit yung numbers natin, no? Pwede kayong tumawag sa 503-8288 o mag-text o tumawag sa 0927-220-8332.
And kung kayo naman ay active sa social media, pwede nyo kaming bisitahin, i-follow at i-like ang aming Twitter at Instagram accounts. Just use the handle at DZUP1602. And syempre, nasa Facebook din tayo.
Right.
Itanong kay Engineer sa DZUP1602. So pwede puntahan nila yon, i-like na rin, follow. Tapos makita nila yung mga pictures and mga posters natin. Makita nila yung mga itsura ng mga guests natin.
Yeah, also, since you're already online anyway, go and share dzup.org so we can be heard globally. And you can also look at our past episodes, no? So, actually, up to yung episode natin from last week, it's already in the podcasts. And we can already share it with our students who are also making engineering podcasts. Kasi yun practically yung ginawa natin, di ba? So, yung teachers nila, Oh, pinakita, last week. Oh, pinakita na kaya din nilang gumawa ng podcast in engineering.
So, makita din nila dun sa DZUP website yung mga past episodes natin.
That's correct. Alright, so ngayong hapon, sabi nga natin ay pag-usapan natin ng bio C-dots to supercharge farming via hydroponics.
And yung project daw na to, award-winning eh.
Uh-huh.
Oo,
so saan sinali itong mga ito?
Sabi, nanalo sila sa Tech 101 Student Bootcamp ng UP Enterprise this year and sa Launch Garage ng DOST Pichard. Mamaya tanongin natin kung anong mga competitions na to.
Alright.
Pero ang galing kasi mga fourth-year students to eh ng DMMEE.
Pero papakilala muna natin, first off, ay ang ating teacher ba tayo, sir? Teacher nila, advisor ng project na ito. Advisor ng project na ito, siya po ay nagtapos ng Materials Engineering at MS in Materials Science and Engineering dito sa UP Diliman. Pinapakilala po namin ngayong hapon si Professor Eduardo R. Magdaluyo Jr. So many syllables.
Okay, so magandang hapon po sa ating lahat, sa mga listeners ng DZUP. So kasama ko po ngayon yung mga estudyante ng BS, fourth year BS Materials Engineering. So we have Carlo Novero, tapos meron si Giancarlo Sanglay, Mihoko Artieda, and LJ Montefalcon. So ito yung team na nanalo sa contest ng UP Enterprise. So it's a student bootcamp wherein yung estudyante or meron silang a project na pwedeng i-launch into at least a business. Okay? So we're working on with BioCDOTS. So mamaya i-discuss namin kung ano yung BioCDOTS na to, in particular for application sa farming in via again hydroponics.
All right. So shout out lang natin. Sino si Carlo? So hindi narinig sa radyo yung pagtataas natin ng kamay. Sino si Carlo?
Hello, I'm Carlo.
Alright. Para naman marinig din kayo, no? Sino si Giancarlo? Para ko kayong Carlo. Para natin i-distinguish.
Hello. Gio pa yung nickname.
Gio, alright. So we have Carlo, we have Gio on this side. Mihoko?
Hi, I am Mihoko Artieda.
Mihoko, that's your entire name talaga. That's what you go by.
Yes.
Alright. So si Mihoko. And finally, si LJ.
Hello, I'm LJ.
Alright, so yung LJ, may shorter ba nito?
Like a Jane.
Longer.
may shorter pa ba yung LJ? Kasi si Giancarlo, Gio na lang daw, para mas comfortable tayo. Carlo? Carlo talaga. Walang shorter. Carlo daw talaga. Alright, so welcome to DZUP 1602. Welcome to Itanong Kay Engineer, everybody. So, bago natin pag-usapan yung topic, pag-usapan muna natin yung ano no, yung mga contests na sinalihan nyo. When were these contests held? Let me throw it to, I guess, LJ? Kailan ginanap tong mga contests na ito?
Yung sa Launch Garage, I think it was last month.
Recent lang. Na, okay.
Po, last month lang siya. It is a pitching competition na in partnership with Pichard, DOST Pichard.
I know Launch Garage because I work with a startup community, no? Launch Garage, ito yung nasa may Eastwood, pero hindi sa Eastwood eh. Tawag dun sa area na yon.
Sa industrial mall.
Oh, yun. Yung
Bagong Bayan.
That's correct. Sa Bagong Bayan. So, yung Launch Garage is it's a co-working space, right?
Yes.
And then they partnered with DOST agency, which is Pichard. Tapos they had this competition. It was a pitch party na naging pitch competition. Yeah. All right. So ano yung experience ng joining this competition? Let me throw it now too. Parang nag-recitation lang tayo, no?
Sila din.
Carlo, anong experience yun dito?
Actually, pumunta kami sa Launch Garage. Hindi namin na-expect na it was a competition.
Okay.
We were invited to pitch to share our project. Tapos, nung dumating kami doon, sinabi na competition pala. And the winner will get a partnership with Launch Garage.
Mm-hmm.
So, we finished the pitch. We were able to explain the research. And nagustuhan naman ng mga partners. This week, we'll be meeting with them to formally discuss a possible partnership. Tapos, hopefully, we can launch the project sooner.
Wow. Syempre, no. It's an honor for you guys, no? You're not yet even finished with college, but you already have a possible enterprise. Ano naman to isang ginanawa natin with UP Enterprise then? Mihoko?
Like sir said, it's a student bootcamp. So, nag-start siya nung August na pala. Start na siya nung August. And then, hanggang September. And we won nung September 8th. It was a Saturday.
May exam din kayo noon. Wow!
So,
baka more graceful yung performance yung kapag under pressure kayo.
Every week nung during the boot camp, it's like 2 months, diba? Every week nagpi-pitch po kami ng different pitch, like for business or the technical stuff, the idea itself, and then how will you handle the customer, the ROI. So dun po nakabase yung grades, tapos malaki yung, of course, malaking percentage no nung final pitching na.
Okay, yung ROI, ito yung return of investment no, na kapag may nagbigay ng pera sa inyo, kailan nila makakuha ulit yung binigay nila sa inyo na ininvest nila sa kumpanya nyo. Kung kayo ay sarili-sarili nyo ay mag-invest ng ganito kalaking amount. So, Gio, sino-sino yung mga nag-judge nitong mga ganitong competition?
So yung nag-judge nung sa Tech 101, yung sa final pitch, may mga representative from big companies. Mm-hmm. Tapos, nandun din yung president nung Erdfee. Mm-hmm. Si Miss Chato.
Miss Chato.
Okay. Alam ko, Miss Chato.
Okay. Yung co-founder ng Launch Garage, yung isa dun.
Nandun din. So, mga people sa mga startup community.
So, you have a foot in the door na pala sa Launch Garage. sa Launch Garage, sino yung mga nag-judge sa inyo? Industry partners.
Mga mostly industry partners din.
Angel investors. Si Sir Joseph.
Kasi mostly pag ganyan, no, sa mga startup community, no, we have angel investors, we have venture capitalists coming in. Did they promise you or offer you anything na, oh, we were going to give you X amount for 20% of your company? May mga ganyan bang mga offers sa inyo?
Wala pang valuation.
Pero okay.
Sabi nila na once we finish the experimentation, kapag sound na yung science, then we can talk to them again. Tapos i-launch na nga yung product.
So wala pang commitments?
In a way, they're willing to connect with us, with other possible, say, investors or partners na they can actually support our possible ventures. And then eventually, willing din naman sila to fund pag once we validate yung mga kailangan na i-validate sa project.
I see. So, but you're coming from materials engineering, everybody in this room, except for me and classmate Leia. You're coming from a materials engineering. Paano tayo napasok dito sa hydroponics? Diba, papaliwanag natin, ano itong hydroponics first of all? Meron ba kayong, kasi diba sa startup community, meron kaming three roles na sinasabi dyan eh. Meron dyang hacker, hustler, tsaka hipster. Diba? Yung hustler yung taga-benta ninyo eh. Siya yung taga-salita na, okay, ito yan, ito yung maganda sa produkto namin. Yung hacker, ito yung taga-design nyo ng technology ninyo. Tapos yung hipster naman, ito yung taga-design nyo ng mga materials nyo para ma-assist si hustler na maibenta to. So, sino sa inyo talaga yung, like, nakaisip na, let's move to hydroponics from a materials engineering standpoint? Is it among the four of you? Kayong apat, lahat?
To the hydroponics, yes.
Lahat Galit kayo? Namin,
yes.
Ah, okay. So, lahat kayo. Do you have defined roles in this team? Hacker, hustler, hipster, wala? Everybody does everything?
Yes. Hindi ganun ka-defined yung roles. Talagang we do everything together, tapos we work together.
Alright. So, sa pagbabalik natin, no, kailangan natin munang malaman, ano tong hydroponics? Right? Bakit ito naging award-winning topic para sa isang materials engineering perspective. Sa pagbabalik po yan, ang itanong kay engineer, ang oras po ngayon ay 15 minutes matapos ang ika-4 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa
Ooh! makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lore Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Dami-dami kong kailangan gawin. Maraming examen sa school. Marami rin trabaho para sa mga organizations ko. Halos tatlong araw na rin akong walang tulog. Hindi ko alam kung may oras pa akong kumain o uminom man lang ng tubig. Pagod na ako. Di ko na alam kung paano pa ako tutuloy.
Ang sariling kalusugan ay ang puhunan para sa kinabukasan. Huwag kalimutang kumain, uminom ng tubig, at matulog ng sapat sa isang araw. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Wow, girl! Ang galing mo mag-edit!
Thanks, ha! Pinaghirapan ko to.
Girl, favor naman. Pwede ka ba mag-edit? Para sa akin?
Sure. I usually charge for...
No. As a favor.
Favor?
Okay lang, diba?
Always pay your artists. Art is their living.
Sorry, friend. I understand. Anong going rate mo?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Itanong kay engineer.
Nagbabalik po tayo sa Himpapawid. Enjoy na enjoy po ang ating mga panauhin ngayon na nagkakwentuhan tungkol sa kanilang exam na pamating ngayong alas 6 ng gabi. Ang ating po topic ngayon ay Bio C-Dots to Supercharge Farming via Hydroponics. Kasama po natin ang mga mag-aral ni Sir Ed sa kanilang project na Bio C-Dots nga. So papaliwanag natin sa atin ng ating mga panauhin ngayon kung ano yung Bio C-Dots. Pero bago yon, ano yung hydroponics? Sino makakapag attendance? Raise your hands. Right. Miyoko, nagtaas ka ng kamay. Ay, nagtaas ka ng kamay eh. si Carlo magpapaliwanag anong hydroponics. All right. So Carlo, ano yung hydroponics na ito?
Ang hydroponics isa siyang agricultural technique to grow plants without soil. So hindi kailangan ng soil, hindi kailangan ng sobrang laking space. Yung Bureau of Agricultural Research actually pinapanukala nila yung paggamit ng hydroponics to grow cash crops such as lettuce, basil, and other microherbs. So sa Singapore, nag-procure na sila ng agrotech parks, mm-hmm, around 200. Tapos sa Netherlands naman, gumagawa na sila ng first large scale na hydroponics na vertical farm nila. So here in the Philippines, medyo bago pa lang yung industry and we're researching on it para mas ma-improve yung technology.
Sino naman makakasagot sa akin kung bakit ginagawa ito sa Singapore tsaka sa Netherlands? May iba bang makakasagot?
Well, space-wise, so may limitations. Uh-huh. And then hindi naman sila general agricultural countries, yes. I guess. So I think optimizing the technology currently, meron sila. So yun yung mas nakikita namin na kung bakit they're pioneering to that aspect.
Kasi alam ko nga, di ba, sinasabi nila ang agriculture ng Singapore, it's almost non-existent.
Correct, uh-huh.
Meron siya sa western part, northwestern part, but it's such a small city. Mas malaki pa ang Quezon City sa buong Singapore. Di ba? So, because of space constraints, they're also producing their own well, crops. Mm-hmm. You can say crops, right? Mm-hmm. Then si Netherlands, alam natin, si Kachafor... Ibang klaseng crops, di ba? Meron siyang mga flowers, pero hindi specifically for agriculture, hindi particularly for consumption. But now they are also moving towards that because of technology like this. Mm-hmm. How does that set you up? How does your Bio C-Dot set apart from this type of hydroponics? Meron ba kayong kakaibang invention or technology na ginagamit?
So yung ginagawa kasi namin, it's a parang nutrient regulator kasi. So, hindi siya parang fertilizer na may like nutrients na isama mo sa hydroponic setup mo. It's more of a nutrient regulator na you add sa fertilizers that you're already okay using kasi. So, yung ginagawa kasi namin, it's based on a nanoparticle. So, dyan pumapasok yung materials engineering side.
Okay.
So, we're synthesizing. So, currently, we're working on a nanoparticle na it's a carbon-based nanomaterial called carbon quantum dots. So
doon ang gagaling C.
CQD, yeah. So yung material, basically, CQD yung tawag. Mm-hmm. Tas yun yung... So, what we're going to make is parang a nutrient regulator solution na may CQDs that you're supposed to add sa hydroponics na fertilizers, nutrient solution mo to regulate and para i-increase yung growth ng crops mo.
Okay, can I throw it over to the ladies? Bakit kailangan mag-regulate ng nutrients? Anong point nito sa ating pag-grow ng crops?
Since sa hydroponics, you use water. Mm-hmm. Wala kang soil. Madali yung uptake ng plants kasi diretso na siya. However, dahil pag nasobrahan ka ng fertilizer, madaling magkaroon ng nutrient burn.
Ah, so actually bad na magkaroon ng too much nutrients. Okay.
So, dahil doon, mas maganda na re-regulate mo yung pag-uptake ng nutrients via C dots yung sa amin. Tapos, ang maganda kasi, since regulator siya, tinitake in lang ng plants kapag kailangan na niya. And hindi nasasayang yung nutrients, tapos hindi rin nagkakos ng bad effects sa plants.
I see. So, can LG answer what is nutrient burn? Is it bad for the crops that we have? Is it particularly, anong mangyayari pag nangyari yun?
Magkaka butas sa plants. Kasi you take up too much nutrient. Okay. So parang, alam mo yun, yung sobrang madami ng nutrient na natitake mo na hindi na kaya ng plant na i-utilize yun. Mm-hmm. So parang, yung mangyayari na lang is...
You can actually join in sa conversation. parang yung seatmate lang na nag-coach. ayos lang to jump in at any time.
From outside, okay. Parang siyang nalalanta. Mm-hmm. Tapos mukha siyang nandodrown actually. Nagiging basa yung leaves. Parang ganun. Or kulay brown.
Tapos nagkakaroon ng discoloration sa ridges ng leaves. Mm. Nakita nyo na to actually in action.
Nakita nyo in action talaga yung nutrient burn harming crops.
Sa mga setup na napuntahan namin, mm-hmm. We had the setup na nakatayo lang sa isang bedroom ng owner.
Bedroom
lang, yes. Tapos may setup na nasa rooftop lang.
Okay.
Meron silang mga crops, siguro isang head ng lettuce na may mga burns sa gilid ng leaves. Mm-hmm. Tapos syempre kapag gano'n, nare-reject yung part na yun, nababawasan yung yield. So that's what we're avoiding.
Babaling ko muna kay Sir Ed, no? Sir Ed, meron bang bio courses na required para mag materials engineering? Is that one of the things that they have in their curriculum?
Yeah, isa sa mga sort of specialization for biomaterials is materials engineering na subject is biomaterials.
Okay.
So in a way, alam namin yung mga tools and techniques how to convert say a bulk materials to its nanosize form and then probably apply it to other technology or applications. So in this case, we pivot it to a hydroponics farming.
So meron na,
yes.
So required silang kumuha talaga ng biology course or biology related course.
Hindi naman directly biology course, pero it's more on appreciation or fundamentals ng materials as applied in biology.
Okay.
So meron kaming subject na biomaterials.
So talagang prepared din kayo to possibly explore this, no? Sinong nakaisip nito? Sinong nakaisip ng ideas na ito?
Well, initially, I asked the students to join. Ako yung may sala. So I asked the students to join the Tech 101 student bootcamp. Kasi yung program ito ng UP Enterprise or Upscale. So initially, may mga teachers doon na unang batch is for teachers. And then, although hindi ko natapos yung program, well, personal reason, busy. And then, next ng program is for students. So, paying forward what I've learned at least before I stop dun sa program. So, I want some students sa department na sumali. So, actually, there are 3 teams. And then, 2 teams won for that student bootcamp. And
nanalo rin sila.
5th place.
Tapos, yung first place is yung BioCDOTS. Ayan.
So when we say nanalo silang first place, may kapalit din ito na responsibilities na when we talk about
correct. Right now they're doing another coaching and mentoring mm-hmm. sa Upscale for a possible venture. So, magsa-start na rin sila for this one.
Is this still, I'm curious lang, is this still under Doc Louis?
Yeah, under okay, Doc Louis program ng Upscale and okay. Tech, Enterprise.
Kasi he's also involved with other startup communities. Like, I see him during Idea Space. I see him during all of these na, oh, you're also here. So, we talk about hydroponics with bedroom, sa bedroom. So, you don't have to be a farmer to use the hydroponic setup.
So, yes, pwedeng hobbyist ka lang talaga tapos naga-hydroponics ka kasi you just love plants.
Okay. So, pwedeng nga natin gawin talaga yung ano, no? Sinabi ni Secretary Pingol na we can plant our own sili. Pwede yun?
Imagine naman. Medyo mahirap gawin kapag fruits.
Okay.
Pero, ayun.
Okay. Mas mahirap siya pag fruits. Pero pwede.
Pwede, yes.
Okay. So, pwede tayo. Kikita tayo dyan, di ba? 1,100 pesos na ngayon ng isang kilo ng sili. But, so, it doesn't have to be a professional farmer. It can be a hobbyist farmer. Ano yung kailangan itong mga tao na to para to set up a hydroponics, how would you call it? Hydroponic setup?
Hydroponic setup, yes.
A hydroponic setup. What do you need to set one up?
So, yung pinaka-basic na setup, actually, ang kailangan mo lang ay a container, pwedeng recycled PET bottles. Gupitin mo siya sa gitna, baliktarin mo yung top part, tapos dun mo ilalagay yung plant. Yung roots connected dun sa neck ng bottle, tapos inaabsorb niya yung water dun sa ilalim. Yung iba gumagamit naman ng ice cream containers para mas malalaki. These are what we call the stagnant setup. Ang kailangan lang dun, basically, tatabunan yung mga bottles na recycled para hindi magkakaroon ng algae growth na makaka-harm din. Pero yung mas sophisticated na setup, pwedeng patayo to save up more space. Tapos may mga aquarium pumps, yung maliliit lang, yung murang pumps lang nabibili sa pet store or sa hardware para nagfo-flow ng maayos yung
tubig. Paakit lang ng tubig. Yes. Okay. So, kahit na ako, like, sobrang madala ako sa bahay, does it take a lot of maintenance to keep it up, to keep the farming up?
It depends on your setup. Pero once kasi na okay na yung setup mo, na alam mo na yung tamang flow ng water kung gaano kabilis, okay ka na rin sa LED lighting mo.
LED lighting? Kailangan may LED lighting?
Yung iba, they use natural, pag malapit sa...
So windows.
Sa windows.
Okay.
So if you're using natural lighting, that's one less variable. Ang anihin mo lang, itatime mo na lang. Depende kasi sa farmer or depende sa nutrient solution na ginagamit mo gaano yung concentration niya. Pero usually every 7 or 14 days ka lang nagdadagdag ng nutrient solution.
Ah, okay. So hindi siya ganun ka high maintenance at all,
yes.
Talaga. Kailangan ko lang pansinin ko, yung aking bedroom mabulaklak na. Hindi mabulaklak na kasi mahirap ang fruit, so mahirap mag-flower. So mag-green na mostly because of crops na vegetables mostly.
Yes, vegetables. Right.
So, leafy vegetables. So, ito nga sabi niyo kanina, lettuce. Ano pang ibang mga pwede kong i-grow sa aking bedroom talaga?
From what we've seen, meron mga like, lettuce, mga cabbage, basil.
Mint?
Yeah.
Usually herbs.
So, kasi isip ko na pwede na pang mojito. So, yung mga herbs talaga, no? We see these na sa mga nagbebenta sa kalye, di ba? Like yung mga small na nakapot. So, ito, pwede itong mga ito.
Correct.
Pero, does it have to go direct to the water? Hindi siya talaga soil? Walang soil at all? Where do we get these plants from?
Actually, yung ginagamit naming seeds, galing lang siya sa supermarket. Nakapack siya.
Okay.
Tapos ang pwede mong gawin doon, kung meron ka namang available na soil, itanim mo muna sa soil.
Okay.
Tapos kapag nag-sprout na, saka mo siya i-transfer sa hydroponic setup.
I see.
Although, right now, we're experimenting on a soilless setup as well. So, ang ginagamit lang namin, coco coir. May tubig, tapos ilalagay lang yung seeds. Tapos after about 4 days to a week, may sprout na, tapos saka ililipat sa mas malaking container.
Alright, so, we're talking about hydroponics. We haven't gotten much into your actual intervention, no? So, pag-usapan naman natin kung paano mapapabuti ng inyong ginagawa at saka paano natin makukuha itong mga ginagawa nyo. Malamang secret pa ito, no? Industry secret pa? Hindi pa natin sinishare. Mayroon na ba tayong intellectual property patents dito?
For now, we're working on it.
We're working on it. So, we're not going to disclose very much on air kasi they're working on the IP. Sa pagbabalik po, naitanong ko yung engineer, ang oras po ngayon ay 31 minuto matapos ang ika-apat ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, ang kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Nagpa-prompt na si classmate Leia sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung PS.
Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Pag wala nang itka, gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya sa atin maraming PSA. Ang dami ako naisip.
Nagsusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio.
Makigulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Uy, Mare, narinig mo na ba yung chismis tungkol kay Nora?
Ay, oo. Sino mag-aakala na ganun siya?
Mga kumare, nabasa niyo na ba yung balita tungkol sa Kongreso?
Sus, ano naman kinalaman natin dun?
Tapos sa chismis meron. Hi Mare, kung di nila mapasa yung batas, baka tumaas lalo buwis.
Ano?
Ugaliing makinig sa balita at makialam sa mga nangyayari tungkol sa bansa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Nang ako ay tumanana, bawat isa bila ng naglaho. Ako ngayon nag-iisa sa pinagsayakap mo.
Alagaan natin ang ating mga lolo at lola. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Itanong kay Engineer.
So nagbabalik po itanong kay Engineer habang po nag-selfie Sir Ed dito po sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602. Kasama niyo po dito ngayon si Classmate Leia, si Classmate Edge at ang mga mag-aaral po ng Materials Engineering mula po sa Department of Mining, Metallurgical and Materials Engineering. Kasama din po natin ang kanilang teacher na si Sir Ed. Ang ating pong pinag-uusapan ngayon ay Bio C Dots na nakukuha na po natin yung C ay galing po sa CQD. Tama po ba? Tapos, ginagamit po ang Bio-C Dots para sa farming via hydroponics. Napag-usapan na rin po natin kung ano yung hydroponics. Pero ngayon, so magpapasok na tayo ng intervention yun, no? Pinag-usapan na natin kung ano yung hydroponics, paano siya makabubuti, na kahit akong tamad na tao, kaya ko mag-grow ng vegetables ko and crops ko. So, ngayon, with Bio-C Dots, ano yung improvement na ginagawa ninyo with this hydroponic farming? Alright.
So, as napag-usapan earlier, yung Bio-C Dot solution, nutrient regulator siya. So, how it that works is, yung nutrients from parang a nutrient solution or fertilizer sa na ginagamit ng farmers, they would bind sa mga nanoparticles na nasa solution na ginagawa namin. So, one that helps sa pag-bring up ng nutrients sa loob ng plants, so where they need to be inside the plants. And second is, makontrol din yung release ng nutrients while it's already inside the plants. So
it's actually parang very, we said no, nano na material siya, that releases slowly tong nutrient or at a particular rate na beneficial for
the plants,
for a particular plant. Iba-iba ba ng rates for different plants?
Yes, may mga iba-ibang requirement yung mga plants. Kaya actually, convenient na gumamit ng bio-C dots. Kasi carbon quantum dots siya, sinisynthesize siya in different sizes. Some plants prefer it bigger, some plants prefer it smaller. So,
ay, si Miho ko natawa sa size matters. Okay. Pag si Carlo nagsabi, iba yung dating sa'yo.
Nanay ko.
May
nanay.
Again po, hapon pa lang po. Late night programming po tayo. Mag-joke na ganyan. So anyway, so it depends on the plant, no?
So yun, actually, dun pumapasok yung materials engineering.
Pulang-pulang na po sila. Pulang na silang dalawa. Again, sorry.
Dun pumapasok yung materials engineering kasi as material engineers, kaya namin i-tailor yung structure ng carbon quantum dots to have the properties that we want. Kung ano yung kailangan ng plant. So, tinitailor fit mo yung size, yung structure ng carbon quantum dots to adhere or subscribe to the needs of a specific plant. Pwedeng gawin yun.
Okay, itong bio-C dots na, can you describe to us how it looks like? This bio-C dots that you somehow produce? Tinuturo ni Sir CLJ. Tinuturo ni Sir, sorry.
Basically, ano siya, quantum or nano-sized na as in like, parang siyang dots lang talaga. Hindi mo siya makikita.
So, pag ginamit natin yung product ko, like...
Solution, liquid solution
there
lang siya.
There we go.
Okay. Tapos...
Pabili nga po ng bio-C dots. Ito na, oh. Sabot mo lang. So, it's a liquid solution. So, may liquid kayo na binibigay.
Tapos, andun yung carbon quantum dots sa solvent mismo.
Okay. Opo. So, anong ginagawa dito sa bio-C dots na ito? Do you...
It's just an additive lang siya sa nutrient solution okay. Na ginagamit sa hydroponic farming.
So, basta ilalaglag nyo lang doon sa ating sa farm.
Basically, pero...
Kinakabahan po siya para sa test nila. Sabi nga ni Miho ko over the break na, huwag ka na mag-aral. Kung babagsak ka, babagsak din ako. So, ibalin ko naman sa'yo ngayon, no? So, for example, you get this now. Does it cost much to actually put an intervention like this? Mas mahal ba siya? Kasi we now have something new being input into our system. Is it expensive? Is it affordable?
Well, it is an added expense, of course. Kasi additive siya.
Okay.
Hindi siya replacement for your fertilizer.
Okay.
However, mataas din kasi yung return of investment niya for a farmer.
So actually, yung isang liter bottle ng bio-C dots is sold...
So may volume na tayo ngayon.
Is sold at a competitive price of 800 pesos per liter in comparison sa existing other growth regulators in the market ngayon. So this can already... Yung isang liter can already cover and grow 46 hydroponically grown lettuce heads. So with an estimated increase in lettuce yield of 50%, from using the bio-C dots, hydroponic farmers can expect an additional 3,600 pesos to their sales for just every 46 lettuce heads sa farm nila.
So I did not get this from the start. No? Hydroponics pala can be for like selling then for, you can, hindi lang pala siya like for household use na, akin lang to kasi it's in my bedroom. So pwedeng large scale din itong...
Yes, pwede rin siyang large scale.
Okay. I see.
So actually, yung binisita naming setup, sa Makati, sa rooftop lang yon, they're actually supplying herbs to restaurants. So, may isang ganito, kasing laki ng booth na rooftop. Tapos, nagsusupply sila for the restaurants in Makati. Dun nang gagaling mismo sa facility nila.
Alright, so for the sake of our listeners, no, yung booth po ng DZUP is about 2 meters by 2 meters yung lawak niya. Then, hanggang pati ba yung height consider natin, Nina?
Kasi
vertical setup po siya.
I see, okay. So, they produce this and then sell herbs to restaurants. So, they can actually earn from this and we can say the 800 pesos per liter. How long does that last?
Yung pinapalitan na 7 to 14 days po siya.
Okay.
Yung satin every 7 days siya lalagyan.
Tapos it can service 46 lettuce heads.
Okay.
So kung for the needs of 46 lettuce heads, kung gaano siya katagal, say 2 weeks, enough na yung 1 liter of bottle.
Oh wait, 2 weeks lang meron ka na lettuce? That, is
one
that,
month. That's, 1 month, sorry.
Okay.
1 month.
Okay. Well, I don't know because I don't farm yet. But now you're saying this, na baka pwede akong makatipid sa bahay na yung mga gulay na binibili ko. Although sabi niyo mahirap yung fruits, no?
Actually, yung dun po sa isa naming binisita, yung sa bedroom niya lang, yung salads niya, dun sa hydroponic kaligro niya, dun hydroponic setup niya, kinukuha yung lettuce. Tapos, sinervan niya kami ng wheatgrass shots. Like, everyday, umiinom siya ng wheatgrass.
Okay.
So, doon lang siya, ano, ang mahal, di ba, ng wheatgrass?
Yes, that's true. So, when you add that on sa isang, like, service that gives you the shakes, no? Yeah. For extra energy, supposedly. Like, what, 80 pesos? Dadagdag ko 80 pesos for, like, isang shaving ng wheatgrass,
yes,
di ba?
So, yun, every day, nagsasalad siya, ano, kasi he's a foreigner, tas yun yung lifestyle niya.
Tapos, wow. Madami rin siyang basil, so nakakagawa siya ng pasta sauce, mga ganyan.
Wow. So, all of this, like, homegrown, you're sure it's safe, right? Because ikaw yung gumawa. And you know that it's going to be safe for consumption because you've, well, buhay ka pa rin, and you've been using this technology over and over. Now, kapag naggamit ako ng bio-C-dots, like, is there going to be a big now impact? Because, hey, paano naman yung production side din nyo? Malakas ba ito sa production? Is it gonna be expensive to make? Because also we're also going to have to think about your return of investment. Meron ba kayong resources na consume dito?
Okay, so in terms of processing ng bio-C-dots, hindi naman siya ganun kalaki in terms of energy consumption to produce.
Okay,
and especially yung source mismo is pwede siyang from waste. So, any carbon source, correct. Oh, kasi yung seed actually is carbon.
Okay.
So, any cellulosic materials na, say for example, mga rice husk, fruits, or vegetables, peelings, maganyan.
Water hyacinth, that's a big problem, di ba? Because we have water hyacinths blocking our waterways
correct,
now.
Correct, yes.
So, we can actually solve one problem and transform it into a better solution.
So, basta any cellulosic na materials, then you do some processing on it, okay, to convert to a nano size, and then next step is to functionalize it, so meaning para ma-improve lalo yung properties, target properties ng carbon quantum dots, and then revalidate it as
so kaya talaga yung nagpo-produce nito.
We've done C dots fabrication sa lab, correct.
Cool. Pwede ba dyan yung cellulite na ikukunin sa ano sa tabako? Pwede ba yan?
Pwede rin.
Sabi nyo, any cellulosic material.
Any carbon source na ano.
So,
pwede.
Pupunta ako sa lab dyan tapos pwede ako magpapayat. But of course, that's a medical procedure. Hindi natin pwede gawin yan. Ethical. Meron tayong ethical boundaries. Diba? Okay, so, now that you have this, no, and we have partners, we can't talk about exactly your process because, wala pa tayong patent. And hopefully we get the patent so we can actually talk about it because this is actually nice to learn that this is already being done by undergraduate students. Medyo na pa. Tumingin ako ni Ho. Mukhang high school. Yung isa mukhang teacher daw. Si LJ. Sino ka mukha niyang teacher?
Ay, mention na drop.
Bawal mag-name drop. Bawal mag-drop ng names. Right. Pero that also means that you can present professionally, di ba? You're more convincing. I don't know comment. So we can't state the process yet of how you do this because we still want to be able to get the patent and then claim this ownership for yourselves, no? So with all of this now happening, ano yung mga next steps that you have to make? We know that you're talking to coaches and mentors right now. Are your coaches and mentors in the materials engineering field as well? Or are your coaches and mentors in the field of the startups business and business?
Right now, more on business.
All right.
For the technical aspects, we do I mean, as materials engineer.
Okay, and then all of the other things that are the future of your group, we can't call it yet an enterprise because it's not yet one. But what are the next plans coming up for the future for BioCDOTS? Pag-uusapan po natin yan sa pagbabalik ng Itanong kay Engineer. Ang oras po ngayon ay 15 minuto bago mag-ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasabi ng KBP, ang kapisado ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, nangangalabit na Monster Ed sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hatid ng UP Economic Society at UP School of Economics Student Council ang 15th National Youth Congress na magaganap sa UP Diliman, November 24 to 26. Ito ay isang malawakang kumbensyon na may layuning mapakita ang kahalagahan ng economics sa mga kabataan. Tumatanggap ang NYC ng mga estudyante mula sa grade 10 hanggang grade 12. Para sa iba pang mga detalye, maaaring bumisita sa official Facebook page ng National Youth Congress. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP ECOSOC at UP SESC sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Flashlight. Check. Pagkain at tubig. Check. Gamot. Check. Radyo. Check syempre. Eh ikaw, kumpleto na ba ang earthquake emergency kit mo?
Siguraduhing handa ang buong pamilya sakaling magkalindol. Maging alerto at alisto. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Itanong kay Engineer.
Nagbabalik po sa iba po ang itanong kay Engineer. Sabi ni Yoko, huwag kayo maingay, babalik na tayo. kasama niyo po si classmate Age. Tsaka si classmate Leia. Pero ito po, parin ako eh. Sabi niyo, huwag kayo maingay, pero umabot pa rin on air. Huwag kayo maingay. Kasama niyo po si classmate Age, classmate Leia, at ang ating po mga mag-aaral mula po sa Materials Engineering ng Department of Mining, Metallurgical and Materials Engineering. Kasama na rin po ang teacher nila na si Sir Ed. Ang ating po pinag-uusapan ngayon ay BioCDOTS to Supercharge Farming via Hydroponics. So, the first three segments, nabanggitan natin kung ano yung BioCDOTS, yung hydroponics. Nabanggitan natin na kayo ay ngayon nasa, well, hindi na kayo, wala na kayo sa ideation stage, no? Nasa iteration na kayo.
Yeah, more on validation.
Right, so, tapos na kayo sa ideation, nasa iteration na kayo and validation. Ano ngayon ang next para ngayon sa BioCDOTS? Meron bang coming soon sa ating timeline?
So right now, ang ginagawa namin, lab setup pa lang. Hopefully, kapag nakapag-partner with a large-scale corporation or may malaking facility, dun naman namin mababalidate yung same concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So partnership and validation with a larger setup. Tapos, hopefully later on, maging enterprise na.
Alright. So, you're planning to basically set it up already, no? We know hindi yan pwede sa launch garage kasi they're a co-working
correct,
space,
correct.
No? Wala tayong, ano bang kailangan yung setup natin dito?
Basically, a hydroponic setup. Tapos, we will be coordinating with another research group.
Okay.
Project, the Farm Watch.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have this setup sa may katabi ng ASTI. Yeah.
Okay.
So probably we can connect them
to startup community.
But right now, yun nga, sabi ni Carlo, we more on validation in terms of yung efficiency sa set as in lab scale. Mm-hmm. Okay, so growing a lettuce and then looking into kung anong productivity.
You know, we also have to prove to our partners hey, our product actually works.
Yes.
Not just works, but works well.
So more on iterations and iterations. Since eventually after lab scale, we want to extend into a larger scale. That's where we need partners, okay, na may mga hydroponic setup din na medyo malakihan.
I'm sure na gas na sa inyo yung ideate, innovate, iterate because you've been talking with your investors, no? What about what's coming up next for you guys personally? Is there, well, apart from the 6 o'clock test na may exam kayo ngayon, what's coming up personally for you guys, like as materials engineer? Do you have any future? Of course, you want to graduate. Of course, you want to. Do you want to get a license? So, what's your professional plans now? As now, let's leave behind BioC dots for the meantime. Unless ito talaga yung long term plans niyo. Hello, wala yatang 5-year plan nito mga ito. All right,
nagturuan pa sila.
Sir Ed, magtawag ka na isa.
Oh, ikaw na ano?
Si Gio daw muna.
Well, right now, may another ano po kasi yung sa UP Enterprise pa rin ata yun eh. Parang may 5-year mentoring startup program sila.
Okay.
So yun. So
committed din
ako. 5 years to ha.
So isa din yun sa mga
possibilities that you're looking at
for us, for the team.
All right, so Gio, ikaw mong bully next. Sino tatawagin mo sunod?
Si Mihoko daw
ang next. What's up next for you?
I'm actually planning to study law after.
Wow.
If kaya.
Okay.
Pero if mapupush yung 5 years, willing naman to work.
Yung 5 years that we're talking about, yes, then with Gio.
Yes, dun sa project.
You know na walang tulog na yung mga law students, ha?
Wala naman po akong buhay.
So, wala sa 5-year plan mo gumawa ng pamilya? Wala.
Ay, wala.
Wala sa 5 years. Pero possibly... Wala. Oh, at all?
Ibang usapin.
Bully someone. Sino sunod?
Si LJ.
Si LJ daw. Sunod na mabubully.
siguro, ano din, for, I'm actually planning siguro na magma-masters ako.
Nice.
Or another engineering course or materials engineering pa din. Pero di ko pa sure kung anong course yan. And at the same time, willing din naman ako with the 5-year plan.
Right. Alam mo kung paano ka makakamura sa master's courses mo? Pwede kang magturo. Libre yun. Di ba, sir? Di ba?
Baka mag-apply ako for scholarship.
Okay, again. Scholarship na lang. Scholarship. Which is also true. Lucrative din yung mga scholarship na yan. Sometimes, mas malaki pa yung allowance ng mga scholars kesa sweldo ng full-time teachers. That is also true. Tapos may grant ka pa. Pwede rin yan. So, isa na lang yung tatanungin natin. No? One last. So, Carlo.
Go, Carlo.
ako siguro, either magma-masters din, tapos further studies, or napag-isipan ko ding mag-med kasi we're doing bio application. So, siguro yun. Maraming kailangan pag-decisionan in the future aside from the 5-year commitment with UP Enterprise.
Alright. Apart from the 5-year commitment with UP Enterprise, because by then, you'd have graduated already, no? Well, let me also talk about this. No? Kapag nag-med ka, you're not always automatically going to become a doctor because we have different fields that you can actually go into. You can do research. You don't have to be a practicing, a practitioner. Mm. You can go into public health. And pasok na pasok yun dito sa ginagawa mo, no? Because this is actually also a public health issue. Diba? Like consumption and like production of crops. Right, no? So, now that we have all of that, do you have any final words or any acknowledgements that you want to state? Simula na mambuli na. Tayo na mambuli kay Sir Ed. Meron po ba tayong kailangan pasalamatan para po sa success ng BioC Dots?
Pasalamatan? Well, thank you so much for the, sa faculty and staff ng MMM. I guess yun lang muna.
our students, meron po ba kayong mga inspiration?
Oh, inspirations nyo.
Hala, si Mihoko alam natin, wala. do you have any inspirations? Or it can be your family, like some of our guests, like, Ma, Pa, nandito na ako sa radio. Meron ba kayong mga papasalamatan?
Go. Flag na kayo.
Mentors ninyo.
Siyempre po si Sir Ed, kasi siya yung nagbigay sa amin ng opportunity.
Bawal sabihin.
Ay, bawal ba yun?
To saka our mentors
saka
din.
Sa mentors po namin sa Tech 101, si Sir Season, si Ma'am Gladys, and pati rin sa mga tumulong sa amin for market validation. So, yun po. Thank you.
Alright, anybody else? Kasi kung wala naman, wala na? Gio? LJ? Wala na? Wala na special someone? That special someone others that we can also acknowledge? Wala na? Alright. If wala na, bigla silang tumahimik, Sir Ed. Naubusan ng magpapaliwanan.
Correct.
Pakainisip na nila yung exam nila mamaya.
Ready na sa exam.
Ready na sa exam. Kanina ulit yung exam, hindi na babanggitin yung pangalan. So, salamat. Thank you for coming on air this rainy Monday afternoon. No? So, we've talked about BioC.Dot supercharged farming via hydroponics. We wish you all the best in your enterprise and your 5-year commitment.
Thank you.
May commitment na, no? Classmate?
Yes, thank you very much sa pagbisita dito sa ating programa. Thank you kay Ma'am Jeline sa pag-arrange ng episodes for this month. So again, this month, we are featuring the faculty research students, staff ng Department of Mining, Metallurgical, and Materials Engineer. Ay, nagbaka na tuloy. Ayan, so buong October yan. So exciting itong mga topics natin ngayon.
Alright, konting serbisyo publiko na lang din po, no? Tatakas po ulit for the 13th straight week ang ating fuel prices. 1 peso po sa gas, 1 peso 45 sa diesel. So, bukas po na umaga yan. Kung paubos na po ang gas nyo, magkarga na po kayo. Dahil tuloy-tuloy po ang ating pagmamahal. Ako na lang hindi. Tsaka si Hoko. Alright, dyan po nagtatapos ang ating isa na namang programa sa ngalan po ni Classmate Naya. Ito po si Classmate Edge. At kapit lang po kayo dahil mula po sa Agham at Ingenieria. Dadako na po tayo sa Kolehiyo ng Arte at Literatura. Mag-aalas 5 na. Magbabagsakan na. Kalampagan na.
Para sa mga praktikal na solusyon sa bawat pagkakataon, muling tumutok sa Tanong kay Engineer. Tuwing Lunes, alas 4 ng hapon, tit sa inyo ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!